This is a CKTZ news update. On December 28th, Sean Koopman, Protective Services Coordinator for the Strathcona Regional District, posted an online notice on behalf of the Gorge Hall, indicating the hall would be open to provide warming to people in the area. The notice on the Cortez Tideline indicated that, quote, "Due to concern of people living in uninsulated structures, the Gorge Hall has offered to open its doors from 12 till 9 p.m. both Tuesday, December 28th and Wednesday, December 29th. Masks must be worn indoors, but proof of vaccination will not be required as warming is considered an essential service. Additional hours may be considered based on turnout and availability of personnel," end quote. In an email, Sean explained to me that warming centers are only activated after there are at least 2 nights of power outages during cold temperatures. The purpose of a warming center is for people to warm up, get a warm drink, and get information about how to stay warm in their own homes. He stressed the difference between the warming center offered at the Gorge Hall and an extreme weather shelter currently in operation in Campbell River. A warming center provides a place for people to warm up. An extreme weather shelter, on the other hand, provides services to homeless populations, and this service involves trained staff. I caught up with Isabel Perry at the Gorge Hall the day after the notice while she took a break from cleaning up after the big community takeout Christmas dinner event at the hall that she helped to organize.
So before Christmas dinner, Dee Clark and I were approached by Bill and Tammy at the Gorge Marina, and they said that the Gorge Hall was supposed to be a warming center. Nobody really knew what that meant, so Dee started looking into it and seeing who we should contact to know more. After Christmas dinner, I pursued it further. I ended up corresponding with Sean Koopman. He told me that warming centers usually only get activated when there's a power outage for more than 24 hours and it's really cold. And I know of a lot of people that don't have adequate heating or that don't have running water when it gets this cold. And because I was going to be in the kitchen anyway, I figured I would open the Gorge Hall to everyone as a warming center. We have a generator that will run all the lights in the water. We have secondary heating in the hall, so if the power goes out, we have lights, heat, and water. I really think there is a need for it, not necessarily because people are homeless, but because a lot of people live in unheated structures.
So there's a lot of people with inadequate housing here, and this is unusual temperatures for Cortez,
yes,
isn't it? Yeah.
It was what prompted it for me mostly is because I live in one of those tin cans that aren't heated properly, that don't have insulation, where the water would freeze if we didn't keep it running. And so we have backup ways of, you know, heating and cooking, but I know that there are a lot of people that really rely on electricity. And so for me, this time was really a dry run. It was really a practice run to see, like, how hard is it to actually get it going in grand scheme of things. So it turns out that the press release or whatever you call it, like the notices online, were given out really late. So nobody really knew about it yesterday when the Gorge was open. So this year, today, everyone kind of knew about it, but nobody really knows what a warming center is. And it really, to me, a warming center is just a place where you can come and hang out and be warm.
Right.
And, like, you know, we have games and people can, like, read their books or whatever it is. It's just like you get to sit in a warm place in a comfortable, you know.
Well, not only that, but you got the gorgeous fireplace.
Yeah.
It's beautiful over there. It's a really comfy spot to sit and get warm.
Yeah, and there's internet, so you can sit down and, like, you know, answer emails or watch videos or whatever it is that you want to do. But, yeah, basically the way I see it, a warming center is more a place where you can, like, get warm for a few minutes and, you know, dry up your socks or whatever.
Okay, but then there's no plans on opening it up next week unless the power goes out.
Unless the power goes out or there's a need for it. And if the people contacted me or Sean Koopman and said we really would like to have access to the hall, or Howie Roman, then it would happen again, because it's not a very complicated thing to do, to unlock the door and start a fire.
Is the hall just offering that for free? Are they?
Our plan was just to offer it for free, but Sean Koopman said there's money to cover the cost of the electricity and things. But other than that, it's completely volunteer driven.
And what's your phone number in case people need to find out about more warming days?
935-6745.
Thanks so much, Isabel.
Kate Madigan, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.